All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. So there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinkingbros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Hey. Dicks out for Harambe.
Free Willy.
Dicks
Harambe
out for motherfucking Harambe.
Willy and Harambe are friends.
I can't wait for that stupid fucking movement to be over.
Oh, it's not.
Oh,
hey,
I blame it on God.
You. You should blame it on me. It's because it's not a movement. It's a revolution now. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
What are they revolutionizing, Ross, though? What are they really revolutionizing?
Here's what it's almost like Humadog in a way where we're trying to bring, and I say we, because I'm the head of this movement, we're trying to bring a gorilla back to life by any means necessary. Right now, we've got some scientists out with Gorilla Glue. Martin Shirecki, who you might know, is trying to clone Harambe now and bring him back. So there's a lot of things in the works right now.
Wait a minute. We have some scientists out with Gorilla Glue. Like, where are they?
Not only do we have scientists out, but we also have the guy who jacked up all the AIDS pill prices. He's trying to clone Harambe. He wants to pay a scientist. This is going to tie in perfectly. He was the guy who bought the Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, it was. The guy.
So he really is. He's trying to pay somebody to clone Harambe.
Oh, he went on, I believe it was CNBC the other day. The interview's online if you go online and check it out. Just type in Martin Shirecki and fucking Harambe, and you'll see this amazing interview, how he thinks it's life-changing that we should try to bring Harambe back to life.
Oh, God.
So you're welcome. You're welcome for
people
that.
People should know if you yell dicks out for Harambe and you pull your pants down in front of a girl, it's still illegal. So just so you know that.
No. Not during this part of the movement. Like, I know they're passing a bill. Congress is going to pass a bill that it's okay for you to pull your dicks out for a certain amount of time till Harambe comes back.
If it's for Harambe.
Yeah, but it's got to be for Harambe. And you know what? I want to thank the Drinking Bro community for getting behind this, because I kind of feel like we did this together. So...
so stupid.
And with that, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I wish Gorilla Glue was a sponsor of it, but it's not. But instead, we got a new one. We got a new one that we love, folks. This sponsor I'm going to tell you about tonight, you're going to want to tell your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, your parents, all about this company. They're called Broquet. That's Broquet. Here on Drinking Bros, we have a pretty good sense of what a bro would want. And if you're going to want to give him a present, you're going to want to give him a broquet. And it's all about giving awesome gifts. They're in the business of sending out real wooden crates packed with your choice of sweet gear. Old-fashioned cocktail kits, crates of exotic jerky, hangover remedy packs, a straight razor shaving kit. They have all sorts of cool manly shit that'll
be
useful.
See, I don't want the shaving kit. All the other stuff sounded great, but the shaving kit, I'm good.
Yeah, you know? Look, hey, maybe it's for your
people. But good on the shave.
Maybe you're trying to add an inch. Like a man. Maybe you're trying to add an inch, you know? Shave up down there. Shave up down there.
Well, no, I'm cool. As long as it's straight razor, that's the good way to shave. That's not.
Hey,
like the,
you can be a Harambe, you know? In the sheets, just not, you know, in the boxers. So shave up down there. Shave up down
Christ.
There. So if you got a birthday or a wedding anniversary coming up, you want to tell your friends and family how to get a present that doesn't suck, tell them to check out Broquet.co. They know how to put together a really cool fucking gift set, and there's something there for every type of dude. So show some love to our newest sponsor and go to Broquet.co. to discover a new generation of sweet gifting ideas for guys. Hell, you might even have some good gifting ideas for a bachelor party or a Christmas or a pre-Thanksgiving or a pre-com.
Don't say bachelorette party.
No, I'm
bachelor
not going.
Bachelor party's cool, but not bachelorette.
I'm not going to. So don't forget to use the promo code Drinkin' Bros. You get 10% off of all your fucking orders. Next, and it's one that's near and dear to my heart, it's Wear Kennedy. WearKennedy.com. They got the finest bathing suits and shorts in the land. Why is it one of my favorites? I got a little song dropping after the show called "We Are All Harambe," and there's a shout
Did
out.
Did you
to
really record a song?
There's a shout out to JFK in there. You will see him in the video. This will be dropping day and date. Y'all motherfuckers lured me out of retirement. Now you're gonna pay for it. We are all Harambe,
shit.
Dude. Will terrorize hearts and minds on fucking Tuesday morning. But Wear Kennedy's.
I like how you haven't even fucking showed us the song yet.
That's pretty weak.
Need. I already know my gifts. The world is lucky that I present them in such a way that I do. And so does Wear Kennedy. Go to Wear Kennedy for all of the finest bathing suits, sunglasses. They got a spoon that doubles as a Coke spoon. Look, I'm not going to say it's a cocaine spoon, but it's It's a cocaine spoon.
It's a bottle opener as a Coke spoon.
Yeah, they got a fucking. It's Labor Day party. You know, you gotta get one last upper in for the summer. Summer's almost over, so go to wearkennedy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off. Every order over $10 is free shipping, and you get a free koozie. Who gives you that? Not even your mom gives you that on the way out of the house. Next up. I'm calling it in all the way to Salt Lake City. I'm calling in the Strike Force. We're talking about Strike Force Energy.
Yes. Fucking kick the can, bro.
Kick the fucking can. Get the finest little fucking tastiest packet of energy drink in a little tiny tin pouch. You don't even need a can anymore. It goes in waters, Kool-Aids, any grape sodas, Fanta, if that's your fucking jam. Goes in the liquors, coffees.
You drink it from the pack. That's the man way to do it. That's the way I do it.
Or you can put some on that wearkennedy.com spoon and snort it. I'd like to see that tried on Instagram. Just snort a little key bump of Strike Force Energy. That'll get you through the goddamn day. So go to strikeforceenergy.com.
It will, won't it?
Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off of every order, or they have a subscription, which is what we have, and it just shows up at your house every fucking day, and they ship anywhere in the entire world. I had a little man who was from Laos. It's a tiny country, but full of very spirited people. He ordered the energy drink, and it showed up in his fucking wicker hut. And guess what? Now he's all hopped up. He said, I'm delivering my goods to the village better than I ever have before. I've got more energy. He's 88 years old. His name is Ming Pao. And God bless you.
So fucking.
God bless you.
The mind of Ross Patterson.
You know the next one. They're the finest cigars in the land. I'm talking about Warfighter Tobacco. Yeah, these fine cigars are hand rolled in the Dominican Republic with the finest Cubano seeds, and of course they are 100% combat veteran owned. They're certified badasses. What more is there to say than if you're gonna have a celebration tonight? Why don't you smoke them if you got them? Real men smoke cigars. They don't smoke fucking hookahs. Go to warfightertobacco.com for the finest cigars in the land. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every fucking order. I think they even got a signature cigar coming for Rocco soon. Yeah, next up, we got a little home defense ammunition. Just the tip. I'm talking about TartarusOrdinance.com. I wish a motherfucker would.
I wish a motherfucker would. Tartarus.
Yeah, for all your home defense ammunition needs, go to TartarusOrdinance.com. They got guns, they got ammo, they got everything you fucking need to get the job done. Somebody kicks in your door. Yo, is Matt Best there? No, he's not, motherfucker. Like that's the type of shit.
Who is that? Was that my dad? That it sounded like my dad.
No, he's not, motherfucker.
It's a stranger. Yeah.
Oh, well, I have my gun with
it's a stranger, Matt Best.
With ammo in it right now from Tartarus sitting in front of me.
It's a stranger.
Pew pew up and go over to TartarusOrdinance.com. Figure out the man inside of you. Yeah. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off everything in the store, including guns, dude. Where else can you get 10% off a fucking gun other than the street?
I like to find the hot dog inside of me.
What? Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
Well, you said find the man inside of you. Yeah. So I prefer to find the hot dog inside of me.
Oh, so you don't want a man. You want a hot dog.
Yeah.
I think Tartarus gives you 10% off hot dogs inside you as well.
I am going to call them and ask them if they have a special on doggers.
God, and if anybody's out there listening,
they would even give you a free hot dog.
I bet they would. Yeah, too. I hope Ballpark Franks is a sponsor. I'd like to see her Jared eat a hot dog every episode.
If there is anyone out there that has the ability to give me a free hot dog, I request it.
Okay,
that's a horrible request.
If you see
street dog,
if you see Jared on the streets, dude, give him a street dog. Dog him up, dude. Who let that dog out? Next, woof, is a little book.
I was
book.
Not motivated to do that song.
Me neither. I wasn't either. It was a bad joke, and I can admit it. But
hey,
you know
can I do my Ross impression of the book?
You can. Go ahead.
You don't even. I can't even do it right now.
At night, she cries while he rides his
book that says "Fire to the Rain." You know,
a romance novel for dudes.
The greatest book ever written, the finest piece of literature since the goddamn Gettysburg Address. Go to fucking...
How much fucking Strikeforce did you drink today? You're like Jared Taylor on vodka, but go fucking to Strikeforce today.
Oh, boy. It. If you would have heard the song I recorded, boy, you'll hear it Tuesday, but it took a lot out of me. I'll say this. Hey, it's a David Ross. Bowie throwback.
I will I will challenge you this. You hold your release until we are prepped to release Safety Brief, and we release the same day.
That's not fair.
It'd be too much magic to the internet.
Harambe would be revived.
If you put those two together, holy shit. I can't wait to hear both. When are you guys going with yours? On Monday?
No, we're still waiting for the master.
Well, okay. Hey, let's knock out these sponsors because we have an exciting guest.
I know. Hey, guess what? We don't have any more. We got Black Rifle Coffee, and I'm sure you're drinking it. So, Matthew, you want to tell us a little bit about Black Rifle?
Yeah, you know, Black Rifle Coffee, you already know what it is. So just head on over to the site, 20% off Drinking Bros or drinking because we all know you're drunk. So it is the most glorious thing. We're in the office right now. It is a lovely night. About 7:30 p.m. hanging out, you know,
in Salt Lake City.
Who do we got? It sounds like another person is breathing over there. Who do we have?
We do. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the guru, the grandfather,
Mr. J,
the
gray.
No, welcome. Is that Jason Orvis? Is that Jason Orvis over there?
That's just my pen name, Mr. Patterson. I'm actually the lawyer for Drinking Bros. They brought me in. You've been sued multiple times, and they brought me in to kind of clean this up a little bit and reduce your liability profile.
So, boom. See?
Good luck. Dude.
Saving lives.
Good luck. Dude. How to save a life. Yeah, those guys need a fucking lawyer. They need a team of lawyers. Jason, real quick. I want to ask your personal legal opinion on this. Does Matt have to have a different representative for his dick in court? Or is that going to be somebody else?
Depends on size. If it goes over 1 pound, it requires a separate legal representation.
Is it poundage, not inchage?
No, it's poundage.
It's poundage. Yeah, I don't think I'm over a pound. That'd be a healthy cock.
We're checking this out right now. Yep. We're bringing in the postal scale.
Yeah.
17 ounces. 17 ounces.
No way.
17. 17.
Yeah, I mean, balls are on there, it gets real weird. So
yeah, but
I weigh mine in kilograms.
Balls?
What are you in kilograms?
Yeah, you go British with it?
0.4.
So hold on. Do you get extra credit for huge balls? Or is it all
I think that's
size?
Weird.
I don't Apple
think
balls?
Big, yeah, I don't they think, don't do anything. They don't. They really
no, wait
don't
a
do
minute.
Anything.
That should be the measure of a man. Not dick size, but ball size, because that it's output. It measures out. It kind of correlates to output. Wow.
You
it's
know,
like horsepower.
Jason, you're right. Like, there's a lot of sweet dick pics out in the world today. I saw a ball pic once. There was a guy named Cisco Adler who was in a group called Schwazy. Schwazy. He was dating Misha Barton, and he had a ball pic leak. It was like two fucking apples in a sack.
That's a real man.
I would be.
He got ostracized for this. If you Google it, you can see the size of his balls. Just type in Cisco Adler's balls, and you'll be like, "Oh my god!" It was like two of them were falling in Times Square.
I'm curious from the female perspective, and please write us in on the page. Are large balls attractive? I've never got an opinion from a girl. Like, do you like them smaller, larger? I'd imagine some girls like them big to suck on them.
I just
them
don't
and,
think, I don't.
Who gives a shit what she thinks?
Yeah.
We're talking about between dudes.
Yeah.
Dude, that a boy, Jason.
Hashtag dude stuff. Hot dogs.
Yeah. Hey, since we're on this topic here, I want to talk about the art of a sweet dick pic. Because online, I've seen a lot of them recently. I just saw Orlando Bloom's dick is really hot right now.
Well, that's really what happens trendy when you Google dick pics. You see a lot of them on the internet.
You're
going to
see a lot, Ross.
No. It was trending. Orlando Bloom's dick was trending. So more than his
it
acting.
Was. No, I saw. Dude, his it dick was trending not that good of a dick. I'm very close. I'm like 85% close. I talked to the guys to take all the blackmail away from me, just putting a full nude photo of me out. I have a good one. I'm like, my abs look good. Listen, I'm packing some heat. I ain't worried about it, you know?
You should, by the way. A guy that edits a lot of our movies, a guy named Ivan Victor, he worked on the first Jackass. So he was like, hey, man, I got us a meeting for this show. We're going to go over and meet the Jackass guys. I was like, all right, awesome. We go into their office. Right when you walk in, above the receptionist is an 8-foot oil painting of a party boy buck naked with his dick and balls out. And he's just got a little tiny cowboy hat on. I like it, Matt. I think you should do it.
Well, it takes away the power from the haters who are like,
it does. It does.
Blackmail you. You're like, that's cool. Here's a better angle of my dick. But we were talking about this. I don't get people that send unsolicited dick pics. I don't get it. Like, I know I'm going to get some hate for this, but I don't care. Like, when a girl right out the bat sends me just a fucking Arby's sandwich of pussy lips.
Oh, God.
I'm like, dude, throw some underwear on, work an angle with the ass. Like, I didn't even take, like, a spread asshole over that.
Oh, just, God.
Whoa. Hi-o. That spicy spreadable pork. We're talking about Carnivore Club. No.
I'm just saying, I don't get why guys are like, this is my go-to dick pic, because you think you would be something a little more like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Dude, it would be hotter if a girl just sent me a picture of two fully dressed up hot dogs, like on a plate. Oh, like God. That would,
I'm with you, JT.
That would turn me on.
Yes. I actually, what I do is I take a hot dog bun and put my dick inside of it, and I say, dinner is served.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a 4th of July right there.
Yeah, you put a silver plate over it, and you say, would you like the beef Wellington? Would you like it pink in the middle?
Would you like it Wellington?
Wellington.
So yeah, the show gets dark real quick, Jay.
Oh yeah, well, hey Jason, welcome to the show. But I will say this: there was an actress that I worked with who was pretty decently famous. Her boyfriend took a bunch of nudes of her and was like, after they broke up, was like, "Fuck you, I'm gonna blackmail you." And she was like, "Cool." She took a role on a TV show that she was naked in. She was like, "Fuck you, I'm naked now, and you can do nothing with these pictures."
Oh, that's so naked. She was on a Naked and Afraid, right?
No, she was on a Hung. Oh shit, I probably shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that. I did. Well, it's too late anyways. Anyways, so her boyfriend was ex-boyfriend was a dick. So she went on Hung, got fully naked, but she was the same way. She was like, dude, I work out. I'm fucking shredded. Let's do this. And embraced it, took the power away from him. So I say if somebody blackmails you, man, go just put your dick out on the internet.
I've already been blackmailed with nudes. This was, I don't know, like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And they were like, if you don't meet these terms, I'm going to post these nude photos. And I was like, bro, first of all, it was a chick, but I'm talking bro. I was like, that's when I was like 23. And I was like, my ab game was on lock. Dude.
Let it
and
go.
Girls will
still
think I have abs. You know, I'm letting that business dad bod catch up to me. Just kidding.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm still working out.
I think, look,
chasing Derek Wida.
Yeah, we're all chasing Derek Wida. We're all chasing that dragon. I think you got one thing going for you in your corner. You got Jared Taylor, who could artistically make a really good dick pic. And I think if you dropped a dick pic calendar, like then that would settle it for good.
Dude, I literally, if that ever comes about again, I don't want to say that because then people will blackmail me just to get me to do the calendar. But you release a year calendar, and each year is a different, really artistic dick pic. Like July's the barbecue with the dick in the bun saying like friends, but you have like extras behind, so it's like a house party, but your dick's out. Winners like you with this little Santa hat on the top of the head of your dick.
Yeah.
You think of some really cool things.
Easter bunny. Paint it like an Easter bunny and then paint your balls like eggs.
Yeah.
Like that would be
thing. I back up.
What's up?
You got to catch me up. I'm the old guy. The dick pics, are you supposed to be flaccid or erect?
Erect.
Here's the thing.
Erect.
I haven't done
erect?
One.
You that's go cool. Halfsies. Four. You go halfsies.
What? I haven't done one in like 4 or 5 years, so like I'm out of the game. Like I just I don't get it.
You're out of the dick pic game.
Yeah, I'm out of the dick pic.
There's two types of dick pics. If it's the dick alone, then it's going to be 100% erect because you're like, check out my dick, and then you fill it full frame. But then if it's like a body pic and a dick pic, it's usually about 80%. Like, look, I'm not hard, but I'm still there's blood in it.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Like
you want to go halfsies with it.
I've sent like 2 dick pics in my whole entire life. I'm not a dick pic kind of guy.
I don't have a passcode on my phone or anything. And, you're always like showing people like something on there. So it's like, I don't keep anything weird on here. I keep everything straight up.
That happened in the office the other day. I jokingly, someone filmed on their phone, and this is a real story. And I was like, ha ha, do I need to be worried about a dick pic? They're like, no, you're good. I'm going to pull the video that we just shot. 1, 2, 3, 4, clicking all of them, and then a fucking dick. And I was like, oh, that's your dick. He goes, yeah, it's my dick. I was like, okay, import.
God, why would you keep it on there? I couldn't look
at it. It was the last one.
I couldn't look at that every day when I'm scrolling through my photo album for like Instagram and stuff. Oh, well, that was Tuesday's boner. There's Wednesday's boner.
Yeah. Like, I like that a lot.
But that's kind of gay. Is looking at pictures of your own dick gay?
No. It's artistic. No, because it depends on who you are.
You jack your own dick off. Jack off. Is it gay if you blow yourself?
I don't know.
There was always that rumor that Marilyn Manson got his two bottom ribs removed to blow himself. I don't know if that's true.
We know a girl that slept with him. That's not true.
Yeah, she said that's not true. Yeah.
All right. Well, here, Jared.
She's dug him out.
Jared, here's my dick pic story with a phone, because I'm the same as you. Like, I'm worried. I don't have a lock on it. I keep it open. And there's a bunch of weird shit in there. But I sold a TV show, and I walked in, and the executive goes, how do I know if I can trust you? I was like, what do you mean? And he was totally fucking with me, and he goes, let me see your phone. And he goes, let's play the rule of seven. And I was like, what's the rule of seven? And he goes, I click open your photos, I swipe, and then I'll stop. And then seven to the right or seven to the left, we'll see how disgusting you are in real life. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh,
that's smart.
Really smart game. I won, but for a different reason. There was something really fucked up on there. And yeah, but it got me to thinking, like, holy shit, what if I had some graphic dick pics on there, and then like all seven were just my dick in a row? I probably would have lost that deal.
Well, the thing to know too, and what do you think about this, Jay? It seems like any picture you take, and I'm a firm believer of this, any picture that you take with a picture, bing, take it, it exists. I don't care
Verizon's database. Right, fucking news.
Oh, I'm not even saying sending a photo over a network, because obviously it exists because the data was transferred in between two independent sources. I'm saying the second you click on your fucking phone, it is so easy to hack shit these days. If you sit down with a fucking junior varsity hacker, they can literally see everything you've ever done on your phone, archive, pull up all the fucking data because it's stored. It's scary.
Matt.
Yes.
We need to the rule
of sevens. It's a weird world,
right now,
Jason.
You and I.
The rule of sevens?
Right now. Oh, Matt and Jay are about to play
the rule of sevens. He's deleting.
I would never.
He's deleting
shit.
So
do I pull up my last photo?
No. You just do a random scroll.
Yeah, you have to do a random scroll.
Random scroll and then stop.
Hit it, random swipe. Oh, close your eyes. Stop.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. No, he's checking. He's looking at
it. Okay, hold on.
No, he's fucking with me.
Here. Ready?
Right. There it goes.
I'm about to swipe. Tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop. Press.
All right. So, hey, describe the picture, please, aloud. Describe each picture aloud.
Okay. It's super hairy, and he's got his hand in something super moist.
It's a dog.
No, it's in his dog's mouth. It's in his eye. He knows. See, he totally cheated.
I looked at the photo.
Oh, shit. There it is. No, in bed now. He's getting. Dude.
What's up?
What was the dog thing you human dog?
I'm so confused.
That was a joke.
I'm so scared right now.
Okay, all right. He's got some pics with the. Okay, all right. There's some homoerotica right there.
Oh shit!
What? Describe the homoerotica, Jason. You got to describe the homoerotica.
All right, so he's got a man's breast in his mouth.
That is not. Will you actually be honest?
It's close to his mouth.
Oh, it's just that's one of our buddies. That's not. Like,
right, what do you mean? Right. That's just one of our friends.
We're shirtless. We have shirts on in the office. That's not a homoerotic.
All right. No. Okay. I was just being salacious. Now here's this chick.
I'll make it. Oh.
What's that? What is it? What is it, Jason? What do we got?
It was a chick sending him a chick pic. You're right. It was like duck face.
You actually did scroll.
Is it a real dick pic?
He found the money.
No way. Jared, describe it, please, for the audience.
Showing her goods.
Describe it.
She's showing off her goods. I'm sure there's plenty more.
I'm glad he didn't go that route.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. I can't unsee that.
Oh jeez.
No, so that was a chick with somebody's dick in her hands.
There's a good one, Jeff.
Oh god. Now there's Can I describe that?
I don't care at this point.
Yeah, right, describe,
so there's some
it.
Choking.
Describe it.
There's some choking going on. I think I recognize the sleeves. They're masked.
What is the person on top look like?
I can only see half her face, but her hair's kind of like frayed out. You got the hazard on the neck, tits belly button ring.
Oh yeah,
I can't unsee this.
The chest tattoo. She got a chest tattoo.
Oh yeah, right there. Oh yeah, that's right. Jesus. And I'm showing him family-friendly pics.
He's got
right.
Jason, you can play this game with me.
Your son caught a halibut over here.
You had to buy a phone. There's no lock.
No, and it's not even metaphorical. That's actually what
it was. They're actually fishing. He's being a good father.
I thought that was a euphemism for like, really he caught a halibut. He caught
picture
a halibut.
My mom and dad.
Oh, God. You can do it with
all right,
with
we're going
JT's.
To JT's.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm not even touching it, too.
All right, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Yeah, no.
What do we? Hey, what do we got?
There's a monkey. There's a literally a monkey coming out of his pants.
Harambe.
I'm dead serious.
It's a Harambe pick. ladies
and gentlemen, we have a Harambe pick.
Oh, Harambe.
It's Harambe coming out of the zipper.
So a zipper, and he's got a Harambe coming out of it. Okay. Yep, and then he's got a baby duct taped to the wall. I'm not even making this shit up. A baby and a duck.
Show us. Let me see.
Duct tape to the wall.
He does. What the fuck, bro? Oh. At least mine was all mine were sexual. Yours are like crazy people shit. Yeah.
Freaky. Oh, my God. I think there's something.
Oh, there's a selfie of me in there. What is that?
In bed.
You took that, motherfucker.
Oh, I did. I sent that to your wife. I did. I did. I took that selfie for her. It's not a weird selfie.
How the fuck did I get a selfie of you?
Yeah, there's a shirt on. I'm fully clothed. That is crazy. You tell a lot about someone by going through their phone like
that. Yeah, really. That dude. I know
rule
twice
of seven. As much.
Rule of seven.
Rule of seven. Oh, shit. Well, yeah. I think that's a perfect way on a Tinder date or whatever date you go on. Say, let me see your phone, and we can swipe seven to the left or seven to the right.
That is
a wonderful idea. I love that.
I can tell you
my phone. God, that escalated quickly.
I can tell you what would happen. What the executive found was I had signed somebody's tits at a screening. I believe FDR had just come out at that point, and he was just like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" And I was like, "Sorry." And he was like, "No, that was a good one. Like, if it was something really fucked up, then we would have issues." Like Jared's phone. Good night. Good night, sweet Charlotte. It's over. It's over.
What
a
do you
baby
mean?
A baby duct taped to a wall.
With
whose
the
baby
duck?
Was it? Whose baby
I don't
was
know.
It?
I don't know who's that.
It was one of those like weird JPEG things. I will say this: talking about dating or buddy in the office, Eli, he is on a date
right now, and he's texting us live updates from the Tinder date.
You're Here's kidding? Oh, date. it's from a Tinder date, huh?
Yeah,
it's live right now. So.
Nice.
We'll
see where that goes.
Tinder released a thing from the Olympics of the most swiped athletes. I didn't know you could do it in other countries. So you can just go up and set up shop in another country. Like, hey, I'm in Brazil.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I found out the other day they have Tinder Social where you can you do groups and then you can
group Tinder.
And you can swipe to go out with like, oh, Kelly, Kelsey, and Carly want
to
go out.
Dude, you have to just tell a little bit about that, like with the animations.
What do you mean?
The GIF animations.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of the guys here who are single in the office were on Tinder and they were doing a group like all of them were going out as a group and these are all good looking tattooed guys and they were swiping right to every single female group.
So
that you match and it puts you in a group chat where there's like four or three dudes and then three to four girls or whatever the
honestly,
case is.
Honestly, Ross, you and me need permission to do this when the podcast group goes
boy.
Somewhere.
It is
great.
So funny.
To do
dude, they have GIFs put in on the Tinder app and all they're doing, it's like they match and the girls would be like, hey guys, how's your Wednesday or whatever? And then they would respond with these really fucked up GIFs. Like a girl sucking on a hot dog, and then
God,
the conversation progressively gets worse.
Do you know where I can find that GIF at?
Huh? Yeah, hotdogsucker.com.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real fucked up.
Yeah, it's
very entertaining.
That's fucking amazing. Yeah, if we ever get a pass on that, I'd like to put a GIF up of Jared eating some hot dogs on there and really get shit live. Maybe
hotdogsucker.com doesn't exist. It's sad.
Oh well, it can now for $5.99 on GoDaddy. Buy it out, dude. Hotdogsucker.com.
Ross, you and me need to buy the domain dogged out.
Oh yeah,
it's just dogged out. Really tasteful artsy photos of me eating hot dogs.
Eating hot dogs, I like it a lot.
It's called doggedout.com.
I like it. Hey, and so
no one would visit.
What do you mean? A couple people would.
Exactly, a couple.
Two would. Two people would. Your besties. We would watch Eat Hot Dogs, Jared. Just know that you got a friend in us. You got a friend in us.
I'm gonna take a shot after that whole choking tattoo thing.
That was the funniest shit.
Yeah, I got.
As he's explaining it. Cheers to that. My God. Cheers.
Fuck.
Jason Orvis. By the way, you're into websites. You've got a few, don't you?
I got a skew. You mean a URL? A skew is like the barcode on shit, dude.
No, don't you own like readyman.com?
I think he said I thought he said a few.
A few, yeah.
No.
A skew. No. Why the fuck would I say
no, I don't
skew,
have any,
Jason?
Nothing I'll admit to.
Yeah, Jay does nothing other than help with the podcast today.
Dude, I just looked at my 7 photos, both directions, and they are the most boring shit imaginable. Because it can go the other way. Because people could be like, I'm not going to hire you because your shit's too boring.
No, yeah. No, but not in social media. We need people that don't choke out girls that have, you know. So I'm already leading the case with that. It was very consentful, okay, audience? You know, once in a while.
She begged for it.
No, it looked consentful.
No, I was, you know.
She was on top, so it wasn't like I was, you
at
know.
Any
I
heard time name she could have
she asked yes. for it.
I heard the begging. I was on a cot. I heard the begging.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Hi,
well, hold on. What?
Sorry, Mel. I don't know what to say. Just kidding.
Oh,
well, that's an
boy.
Awkward episode.
Isn't it? But let's make it more awkward. Tell us who Mel is.
Nah,
I'm kidding. So you guys were out. I saw some shit on the Instagram today. Were you guys shooting from a helicopter today? What were you guys blowing away today?
Yeah, that was yesterday. We had Matt Frazier, the winner of the CrossFit Games, came into town, who is an absolute stud. And it was super cool because I was telling him, I love when I see athletes and professionals in whatever sport or thing they do, but they're super pro-gun and all about responsible firearm ownership. So it was awesome. He came out, CrossFit Games winner, and then he wanted to shoot the miniguns and this. We took him up in a helicopter at one of our friend's properties and had him shoot some steel targets from the skid. So, I mean, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience for a lot of those guys. So we were proud to have them. And again, they were super awesome. And
it was a great time.
Who was the guy you were shirtless with? I saw a picture of you guys shirtless.
That's Matt Frazier.
That's Matt Frazier, man.
Oh, it is?
That's Matt Frazier. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You invited him out. You took him shooting. You took your shirt off with him. Like, you had a good old
listen,
time.
Listen, Matt is, I can't even compete as an athlete next to that dude. But, you know, he's a shorter guy, and I'm 6'2", so I just wanted to, you know, make myself feel good and look big next to him. But
I had him laughing into tears at one point. I don't remember what it was that I said, though. It was really gross. It had to do with, like, meat stuff.
Dude, you saw Jay. You saw him on the range. He can fucking shoot.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because when they were talking about him, he's like, he shoots a little bit, and he was fucking slapping that steel. I was like, oh, man, this guy can fucking gun. I like
him.
Oh,
I remember. Who,
was he better than you?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he smoked.
No?
Smoked it.
No, motherfucker, no. He wasn't?
No, but I mean, for a shooter that has not been in the military and not been his profession for 10 years of his life, he would, on a, you give people run for his money, absolutely. He's a good dude.
Hey, was Baker the president of Killcliff there too? Did I see him in one of those pictures?
Yep, Baker was here from Killcliff.
How is he? Is he a good shot?
He didn't shoot. He didn't shoot.
Really?
Shoot. Baker, it is my like life goal to just get under Baker's skin at all times. I love it.
I see like, him with a bunch of like I think he just got back from Africa wild game hunting. That's why I'm surprised he didn't shoot with you guys.
He like I can piss him off so fast and it's so fun. Every time he texts me, I respond with "Who is this?" and he gets really mad.
He's love like, that actually.
It's Baker, idiot. And I go, dude, I don't remember anybody named Baker. I don't know anybody named Baker. And he just goes straight rage.
Oh, like, that's a good one, actually. I like that a lot.
That's really fun. So let's dive into how we know Jay.
Yeah. Jay's a man of mystery. What do you got going on, Jay?
Oh, dude, you don't want to know. It's just too obscene.
Boy, even your responses are boring. We got to pick this up, Jay. We got to find your inner self here. What do you got going on in this life here? Is this crazy?
My inner Ross.
That's my halibut. Yeah,
I don't want to talk about like writing a novel and shit because you just like won the National Book Award, right?
I did. I won right? the Hugh Berry Award. It's for
you took it down like the bitch it is.
Yeah. I'm up for the Pulitzer now. I'll find out about it. I'm up against the guy from Hamilton, so we'll find out who wins. What are you working on, Jay?
Okay, I'm out over here working on picking berries. And there's no sexual overtones here. I like spent a lot of time in the forest picking berries by my own self.
That is a valid statement.
I'm not even shitting you.
What do you do with those berries once you're done? These are all very vague answers.
No, so Jay is somewhat of a prepper. He loves that whole outdoor lifestyle.
Survivalist.
Survivalist would be the better word. And he did. He picked berries. We ate dinner at his house last night, and he had homemade jam. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, whatever. It's the best shit I've ever had. No fucking...
Organ berry jam.
Fucking crazy. He picks berries that are not even supposed to be in jam, and then makes jam out of them. And I'm telling you, it's the jam. Fuck you, pun.
Dude, I'm trying. I'm doing everything I can to be my grandma. I want to be my grandma at the end of the day.
Dude, I'll come over to jam anytime at the house.
Jason, long-term or short-term, you want to be a jam salesman? Is that what we're getting to?
No. I'm a jam innovator, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm bringing some jam you ain't never imagined. It will reset your world.
It'll reset your jam world.
Is this going out to the public or is this just for your consumption?
Oh, no, dude. This is between you and me, baby.
Just so you're just
share
making-
the jam. No, I brought Matt in. I brought JT into the jam circle.
Yep, okay. We're in the jam circle.
So are you guys selling this jam, or are you just eating it between the three of you guys?
Hell no.
No, dude, this jam's not for sale.
The berries are so like hard to find that he can only make one jar per mix, pretty much, mm-hmm. to the point where someone spilled the jam on the table, and it was like fucking, they dropped the atom bomb in Atlantic City by accident. Like, fuck!
Scooping jam back into
the
jar.
Oh, God, everybody's dead. It was fucking crazy.
$700 bottles of jam.
Did you hear that? $700 bottles of jam.
Yeah, so let's get to this. At what point in your life are you like, man, I really need to create my own jam because the jam I'm getting right now is not good enough. I need the finest jam in all the land. What was that point for you? Were you at a Cracker Barrel? Were you at a Waffle House? Where were you? Where were you when you sat down?
I was walking among my forest, and I was caressing the plants, and then I saw the Saskatoon. And in that moment, I grabbed a cluster and put it in my mouth. Not in the JT sort of way. Don't go right. there.
What way
and
do I put things in my mouth?
I love this. This is great.
I put that cluster in my mouth.
And boom. After that, you like the taste blew you away. Like I'm trying to. Here's what I'm trying to get at, Jason. I'm trying to help you out here. What the fuck is so interesting about this jam that you've lost it and you want this jam out in the world?
So it goes dark. You put it in your mouth, and it goes dark as you take it in. It's not some raspberry jam. You're talking dark shit in your mouth. Not like JT. When I go in there.
He puts things in his mouth. No, I think Jay's the kind of guy where it's like, you know, he likes to be he's a very successful guy, but he likes to be very adamant about kind of eccentric things, but it's fucking rad.
Last week,
you're like,
Ross, he was lumbering. Yeah. He was cutting trees down and then processing them to make his own lumber.
No, of course. I get all that. He'll be like literally describing the most interesting man in the world here without telling us.
No, it literally is because I'll probably come to Jay's house in a month and I'm like, where's the jam? He's like, oh, I don't do that shit anymore. I raise like, I don't even know, fucking exotic fawns or something. And then I don't even know. It's fucking awesome.
Have you met this llama?
It's the search for meaning.
It is. See? Boom.
Okay. All right. So you got the search for meaning. What was the meaning before? Before jam, what were you into? What were you getting into?
Lumber. Yeah.
Lumbering.
Lumber. I mean, obviously.
Okay, lumber. Lumber. What did you do with the lumber? Did you build tables? Were you a furniture guy? What did you do with the lumber in particular?
It's furniture.
It's all furniture.
So did you make furniture for your own house or other people's houses?
Dude, you can't make this interesting. All right? Give it up, Ross. You're not going to make it interesting.
I'm trying here because the next thing is I'm going to get a fucking, I'm going to have somebody check you for a pulse here in a second. Okay? I'm going to live on.
I told you I came on as the lawyer to draw it. Bring it back.
I know. And now Ross is prying.
Yeah, he just wants.
We're an audio. This is an audio show. It's not a visual. They can't see that jam. They can't feel it.
Jay is the most you know, interesting man in the world. So we're just going to leave it at that, you know?
You got to go subtle. At some point, it's no longer about choking bitches out. You got to go, subtle.
You gotta go fly fishing. When's the last time you choked a girl? When was the last time you really got down and choked a girl?
Oh my God.
Oh, wait a minute here. I think this leads us to where we need to go here. How many women have you had sex with in your life and winning is the lowest number? JT.
Oh God.
Fuck. I don't know that number.
JT. Oh, really? Because it's so big or because you were drunk a lot?
Well, both.
Or high.
That was both columns there.
I forgot.
Put a number on this.
It's between 90 and 100.
Look at these guys. Between 90 and 100.
90 right. and 100. And but wait, but here's the thing about it. Caitlin knows, so you're good.
Yeah.
Like your wife knows.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. Because, I mean, like I said, we've said that before. Her and I were friends for over a year before we ever even started dating. So it was like she knew how much of a dirtbag I was.
I'm between like a Fraternity House and Charlie Sheen. Somewhere.
Wow. That is the strongest measurement I've ever seen.
Franklin
Chambliss, when you listen to this podcast, we need that meme created that shows a frat house and Charlie Sheen as a
somewhere in the middle.
As a unit of measure with Matt right in the middle.
I'm not full Charlie Sheen because you got to play safe, man. But, you know.
I like that answer a lot.
I was a crazy kid when I was younger, you know? I take a little more concern. I mean, I know you just saw a picture of me choking someone now, so it's not good for my... Oh, man. I was a crazy kid when I was younger, five minutes ago.
I was choking somebody out with
braid
hair.
Hey, that's one thing. I'm talking about, like, one-night stand central. I'm not about that life anymore. But if you are, Matt Best Official on Instagram. I'm kidding. Matt_Best_Official on Instagram.
What about you, Jay?
So let's go to Ross. A National Book Award winner gets laid, right? Tell us the truth.
Well, he's been married for a good minute now, though.
Yeah. Okay, that's true. I was trying to kind of
I've been married.
That,
here's the thing. So, Jay, if you're asking how many people I've had sex with, I would say four. Four people is what – the rest of those people had sex with me. I couldn't control them. They wanted this, so.
You're a movie star. I mean, that's what it works.
You know what I'm saying? So after four, I don't know that at that point. You get pawed at a lot. I got a lot of paws on me. I got a lot of people who put their hands on me. So I don't have a firm answer on that. It's kind of like when they give a car away at the mall and you've got to put your hands on that hard body. You know, the last one there gets the car. So it's been about four. The rest of them, I don't know. I don't know what happened in life. You know what I'm saying? What about you? What's your number? I know you're married. You're married, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm married. Yeah. He's been married. I'm currently married, and I think I've spent 3 days not married in the last 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And so I can count the number of women I've had sex on with one hand, and I did have three of my fingers cut off in a table saw accident.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow. Wow. Two people.
That's the lawyer. That's the lawyer they bring on this show.
Lowest number wins.
You know,
you do win. You know what you win.
Did I get extra credit because I was married to both of them?
Here's what you win, Jason. Something I like to do in my spare time that not a lot of people know about. I make this rare jam, and I'm going to send it to you. Really delightful.
No, hold on. I'm getting hot.
Really delightful.
What are the
it's
end
a tin
notes
can
of
inside
that jam.
A tin can, and it's boysenberry. God, that's hot. It's boysenberry.
It's got to be poison to be.
Yeah, you got to make it a little more gangster.
Yeah,
well, look, I'll throw a little PCP on it.
I like that approach, though, Ross. To sex, it's like I've had sex with like seven people. Those are people that like I probably cared for drastically or loved in my life. The rest,
I think that's right.
The rest, I was merely masturbating with their bodies. And
it was
and
like a human dog. Yeah. But
no, not like a human dog.
No,
God damn it.
No, it is never like human dog, Jared. It is never like human dog.
I don't mean that. I'm more liberal in that sense where I think that people get wrapped up in emotions and stuff. But I think if you have two consenting adults that like want to have fun, masturbate with each other's bodies. Do it. It doesn't always have to involve emotion. So do it safe and go out there and masturbate with the body, you know?
I would like to see you do the PSA on that, Matt, because what you're doing is a gift right now.
Would you ever sign a contract saying you would only eat sandwiches for the rest of your life?
You can only have one sandwich for the rest of your life. Like, I love you as I love the mixed
but
meat
sometimes
platter.
Sometimes you want a steak.
Sometimes
you want lobster.
Right. I don't know.
Sometimes you want penne.
Jared, you could eat a sandwich every day for the rest of your life. If there was one person I had to put that wager on, it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because it's one decision I don't have to make.
Listen, I'm going to the fucking Korean barbecue and ordering everything in the fucking menu.
That's why I literally only have the same clothes. Like, I have the same shorts and the same shirts, and I don't have to decide what I'm going to wear.
It's, by the way, for the audience who doesn't know Jared at home, he's not lying about this. He's not lying about this. He's a one shirt type of guy. The shirts will be clean, but it'll be the same thing. It'll be Taco Cat. There'll be 9 of those. You'll pack a duffel bag with one pair of shorts, two pairs of silkies, and 9 Taco Cat shirts, and that'll be your month long stay in Bali.
I don't have to pick out anything. It's all, you know, it's one less decision.
Look, I hear you. I think, and God bless you for that.
No, I'm actually going to agree with Jared on this because I'm the same way. Him and I often dress the same because we have sponsors that send us shorts or whatever. We wear coffee or a Art 15 shirt or something, and then we.
I will say this though,
in the morning,
Matt, you do it like Diddy, you do it like Puff Daddy, like because we've shared a hotel room together. You're opening up new shirts fresh out of the bag every day, putting one on, and then just chucking it away. Just like Diddy does.
No, I'm not
boxers.
Full P Diddy, you know.
Jared,
you gotta make the shirts look good.
Jared, yeah. I don't think takes the smell test, but it's like, I got 9 Taco Cat shirts. One of them will be clean. Like, we're good to go. We'll try one out, you know. And if it's not clean, you go through the day. You go through the day. You go on about your life.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not gonna judge them for that, you know.
No, why would you? Why would
that,
you?
That's our little toaster.
I'm carefree.
You know?
I'm carefree.
Yeah, cheers.
Boss.
You are. You're our little carefree bear. You're our little care bear.
Brave toaster.
Oh, yeah, our little brave toaster. Let's get to the drinking bro of the week, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. The drinking bro of the week was submitted by Elizabeth Koop. That's K-O-O-P. I like that spelling. Elizabeth can go in a coupe or a Bentley. She wants to nominate her fiance Justin Wooten for Drinking Bro of the Week. He's starting his career as a police officer on September 6th and is looking forward to be able to listen to the podcast on his overnight shifts. And I know it would make his night to get a shout out from you guys. Hey man, Justin.
I think I know Justin.
Yeah.
Justin, send me a message. I think I know you.
That's
either
awesome.
Way, that was really nice of her.
We had a police officer come into the office today and help us out with a shoot. We did a pretty cool little skit, so that'll be out soon. So we love our LEOs.
What's his name?
Yeah,
what's his name, by the way?
I'm not going to put his name out there.
Yeah,
don't do it. Don't do it. Officer, you know, Hamburglerson.
Yeah, Hamburglerson.
Hamburglerson.
Officer Jam. Officer
Jam. We just got an update from Eli, though. He has crossed arms with his date right now, and they're both feeding each other pizza. And he says her quote, "I shit you not, that's the gayest thing I've ever done."
Nice. Wow,
that's a keeper then.
That's a keeper right there.
Obviously, she has the legs rule,
or obviously she's never made out with another girl, so that's fucking boring. That's the gayest thing she's done.
Yeah,
you know?
Loser. Lame.
What's
that? If you guys ever discussed the legs rule?
The legs rule,
oh,
Ross.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah. This is good.
It's
as the attorney for Drinking Bros, we've initiated the legs initiative, which is less gay shit.
Yes. Jay said it the other day. He's like, man, all the skits you guys do are just really
It just gay. Always goes gay.
It's just gay. Like, let's legs it. And we're like, what the fuck is legs? He's like, less gay shit. Like, not that it's bad, but let's have some contrast to the content. Let's start doing hot dog parties in a bathroom, you know?
Hot dog parties in a fucking bathroom.
Hot dog party doesn't count?
Are you behind hot dog parties?
Yes, he is.
No,
hot dog party.
I quit. I quit the podcast. I quit it.
Ross, did you like hot dog party?
I loved hot dog party in a bathroom. I thought that was one of your funniest ones. All of you guys were shirtless in a bathroom eating hot dogs.
No, they weren't just shirtless.
God damn, dude. No.
They were consuming hot dogs. They were sharing them.
In a
eating,
bathroom.
Eating
in a bathroom.
Their way inward.
Somebody was sitting on the toilet, too.
I was. And Evan was feeding me a hot dog.
That's so good.
I got nothing, you know. Hey, thanks for listening to the Drinking Bros podcast.
Yeah.
You
know? On that note, thanks for listening to Drinking Bros for Mr. Matt Best, Jared T-Bone Taylor, Jason Jam Orvis. I am Ross Patterson. This is the new hit song that is sweeping the nation. We are all Harambe, all Harambe.
This song goes out to everyone who's been pulling their dicks out for Harambe. Rest in power, my brother. Just know you're not forgotten. Let's go.
We are all Harambe, all Harambe, all Harambe, all Harambe. Yes, we are all Harambe, all Harambe, all Harambe, all Harambe. Yes, we are all Harambe, all Harambe, all Harambe, all Harambe. Yes, we are all Harambe. A mother left a child astray, down in Harambe's cage. What were the parents thinking when the child left their grasp? Security pulled the trigger, who knew that breath would be his last?
Treat me like I'm in a fucking zoo.
When I pull my dick out, Harambe knows just what I'm all about. I just hope he's up in hell. I'm pulling his dick out, cranking this to a level. Late at night I hope and dream that the fucking parents can hear Harambe scream.
We did our best to turn away, sort of like JFK.
To the back, to the left, to the back, to the left, to the back, to the left, to the back.
Fuck you, Cincinnati Zoo.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.